This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. World leaders are reacting to the sentencing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny that would, according to his attorney, send him to prison for the next 2.8 years. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, in a statement, said, quote, "We reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights, including the rights to freedom of expression and of peaceful assembly," end quote. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter saying, quote, "The conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as a democratic freedom, are not negotiable," end quote. Britain's foreign minister called the ruling by a Russian court perverse. The United States says last weekend's military roundup of civilian leaders in Myanmar was a coup. Tuesday's declaration sets the stage for additional sanctions or other penalties aimed at the country's military and officers. The military power grab poses a challenge for the two-week-old Biden administration, which says it wants to support wobbly democracy movements globally, but also wants to avoid driving countries like Myanmar toward China. The State Department says any penalties it imposes for the coup will not touch direct humanitarian aid to the country's people. Italy's President Sergio Mattarella has given a mandate to former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi to form a new government, an official said Wednesday. Draghi will now have to hold talks with political parties to try and muster support in parliament. This is